This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. military says that the Gaza Strip pier project is completed and aid is soon to flow as Israel-Hamas wars rages on. AP's Donna Waterhead tells us more.
It has finished installing a floating pier that will be used to ferry aid into Gaza. President Joe Biden had ordered construction of the pier more than 2 months ago to help Palestinians facing starvation as Israel, in a war against Hamas, recently seized the Rafah border crossing. The maritime route is designed to increase the amount of aid getting into the Gaza Strip, although aid agencies say that land-based deliveries are far cheaper and more sustainable. U.S. officials say that American troops will not be setting foot in Gaza, and Pentagon officials say that the maritime route would be temporarily shut down if fighting in Gaza threatens the new shoreline distribution area. The site was targeted by mortar fire during construction, and Hamas has threatened to target any foreign forces in the Gaza Strip. Donna Water, Washington.
Police have dismantled a pro-Palestinian encampment early Thursday at DePaul University in Chicago, hours after the school's president told students to leave the area or face arrest. That move comes less than a week after the school's president said publicly that public safety was at risk. Meanwhile, separately at University of California Irvine, 50 people were arrested, according to a Thursday morning email. South Africa has urged the United Nations top court to order a ceasefire in Gaza. During the hearings over emergency measures to halt Israel's military operation in the enclave's southern city of Rafah, it was the third time the ICJ held hearings on the conflict. This is VOA News. Russian forces are expanding their attacks on Ukrainian border settlements close to the northeastern city of Kharkiv, opening up a new front in the war as Kyiv struggles to hold off a renewed Russian offensive. With U.S. and European weapons finally due to arrive on the front lines in the coming weeks following delays, the question is, can Ukraine hold back Moscow's invading troops? VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
Mobile units of Russian troops are attempting to capture Ukrainian villages some 30 kilometers north of the city of Kharkiv. Kyiv's forces released this footage, filmed in recent days, near the border town of Vovchansk. Ukraine has fired missiles from the border region into Russia. Moscow alleged that this strike Sunday on an apartment building in Belgorod killed seven people. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping reaffirmed their no-limits partnership that has deepened as both countries face rising tensions with the West, and they criticize U.S. military alliances in Asia and the Pacific region. At their summit Thursday, Putin thanked China's proposals for ending the war in Ukraine, which have been rejected by Ukraine and its Western supporters, as largely following the Kremlin's line. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on the latest on the arrest of a suspect in the attempted assassination of Slovakia's prime minister.
Slovak authorities have charged a man with attempting to assassinate populist Prime Minister Robert Fico, saying the suspect acted alone. Interior Minister Matus Sutaj-Istok said that the investigation found that the assassination was clearly a politically motivated act. The minister did not specify what the motivation was, but blamed media outlets and the opposition. His victory led to thousands of people on the streets across Slovakia to protest many policies, including taking control of public media. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee voted to move forward with an effort to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress hours. This comes after the White House blocked access to an audio recording of President Biden's interview with the special counsel who oversaw an investigation into his handling of classified documents. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.